This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
We're taking a look at the city of Buffalo this morning after a surprising announcement yesterday. Major change at the top of Buffalo Public Schools as Superintendent Tanja Williams-Knight announces she is retiring at the end of the year. Here to talk about it with us, longtime parent advocate Sam Radford. Sam, did this announcement catch you by surprise yesterday?
Yeah, a little bit. It did. You know, good morning, Susan, Brian. How y'all doing today?
Doing well. And I have to say, little surprised like you.
Yeah, especially, you know, kind of in the middle of the year. But, you know, she's given the board good notice that she's going to retire at the end of the school year. But it did catch me by surprise.
You know, she said the schools are in a good place right now. Is she right?
Actually, yeah. I mean, they better, you know, they're better than when she found it. So when she came in there, you know, obviously Dr. Cash was there and, you know, it was really a challenging work environment. And she came in. And I want to be real transparent here. When she got appointed to the superintendent position, our organization didn't agree. Our organization was against her position because they didn't do a national search. This is the second largest school district in New York State. Dr. Williams had never been a superintendent before, and we just thought this was a little bit more than she would be able to handle. But it turns out that, you know, because she's from Buffalo, she's born and raised, she worked in the system her whole life, she had great relationships, and she was able to bring, you know, parents, students, administration, unions, you know, community members, pastors, businesses, clerks. I mean, she was able to bring everybody to the table and get us all involved in how we work together to, you know, make this school district better than we found it. And so, you know, I think, you know, she's done an outstanding job as a superintendent.
You know, if there's one thing that I can say about her tenure over the last couple of years from the outside looking in, is that it seems a lot, and this is not to say that there's not issues, right? But it seems a lot less chaotic. We're not talking about the school district in chaos as we had for maybe a decade or more, you know, in previous years leading up to 2022. So, Sam, I'm wondering if you're nervous at all seeing her walk out the door. I mean, previous superintendents have been pushed out the door, not apparently happening this time. Of what's going to happen next?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I think we learned some things. I mean, because like you said, you know, bringing these superintendents in from out of town who, you know, had, you know, essentially these great credentials. Well, when you look at it, you know, superintendents really across the country, I just shuffled one from one area to another area. None of them really have real educational impact. So they don't come into your district having turned another district around. They just come in with a bunch of credentials. And so I think what we learned is that having a person that we know, who know our kids, who know our community, is an advantage. You know what I'm saying? So there are a lot of local people who I think, you know, may be people that, you know, we should give a real good look at, you know, kind of learning from what we learned from Dr. Williams-Knight.
Are you sorry she's not staying longer?
Yeah, I mean, I would like her to see her stay a little longer, but, you know, at this point, I know that, you know, when she came on, she had been looking to retire just then. I know she just recently got married. And so, you know, I understand, you know, at some point, you know, she's been doing this for 35 years, you know, so I think there are some, you know, some good candidates, you know, that's out there. You know, I mean, obviously, one of her deputies, Dr. Ramona Reynolds, is here. She's local. Dr. Cassandra Wright Harrington is here, local. Will Carestes is local. You know, we got a guy from that went here who's works at the University of Rochester, was a superintendent in Rochester, Sean Nelms, who's a local Buffalo person. So there's some really good candidates out there who I think can build on the foundation she laid. So I just think, you know, we got to get, you know, come together as a community, the board, provide the leadership, and just get somebody who can take us to the next level.
But do you think that search should be from within?
Yeah, I think it should be. I think you should do both. You know what I'm saying? I think you should do both and see if you can get somebody that's the best of both worlds, somebody that's, you know, can do it, that's within. But I think you should scan and find out who's out there. You know, and if there's somebody out there who has actually done the work of turning the school district around and getting better educational outcomes, which in large urban school districts is rare. There's very few people who have done that. But if you're able to find somebody who's done that, because, I mean, as good as Dr. Williams did, you know, in terms of bringing us together and collaborating and working together better, I do think there's still a lot of work left to be done in terms of getting better educational outcomes. You know what I'm saying? We still at, you know, basically 75-80% of kids who can't read, write, and do math on grade level don't graduate college and career ready. And even though we're moving in the right direction, so she's done what she can do. She got us moving in the right direction. I remember 2006 or 2009, we brought in a chief academic officer, Dr. Felicite Oladele, and she, over a three-year period, doubled the reading scores, doubled the math scores. And so I think we got to see if we can find somebody that can have that kind of academic impact. I think that's as important.
Well, Sam, appreciate the time as always. Great to talk with you. Sam Radford joining us live here on WBEN, taking a look at the announcement yesterday. Tonja Williams-Knight retiring as Buffalo Schools superintendent at the end of the year.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.